Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulil kareem. Amma ba'd, esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, today's date is the 1st of Safar 1443, corresponding to the date 9th of September 2021. And we welcome our listeners to this program, Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madahib al-Arba'a, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. Our listeners can send through their queries to the number 084-786-3132. And if you are in a foreign country, you will send in your queries to the number +27847863132. Our topic today is we are discussing the Islamic months, and especially today's date to be taken into consideration, the 1st of Safar 1443. We have our honor, so we will discuss the dates and we will discuss the importance of the months, inshallah. Remember that the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam discussing about Safar and all of that which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, that the what about the bad luck in the month of Safar? And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that there is no evil omen in this month, and there is no such a thing as a bad luck in the month of Safar. So that is the hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions that there is no such thing as a contagious disease. And then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says there is no such a thing as an evil omen, and there is no such thing as bad luck in the month of Safar. Then a Bedouin asked, O Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how is it that a camel remains on the ground and it does not, and it's free from illness, and then a camel which is afflicted with scabies then mingles with it and causes it to be afflicted by scabies as well? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied and said that who is the one who caused the first animal to be afflicted by scabies? So we have our honorable Mufti Sapia, and we welcome you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mufti Sapia.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum ala Zaid Khan, jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Sahib, our topic is the Islamic months, and what is the significance of the Islamic months?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem, amma ba'd, all praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before we start with the Islamic months and significance, because today is the 1st of Safar 1443, so therefore, all the esteemed listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah and Sirius FM, let us learn. You know, in English we say good, better, best. So let us learn the three du'as that are mentioned in the various ahadith compilations. The simple dua is Hilalu khairin wa rushdin. Look at the richness, the glory, the beauty of the Arabic language. The first three nights, remember, you call the new moon and crescent Hilal. Thereafter, every three nights, remember, it has a different name. In English, what you will say? Moon, quarter moon, half moon, full moon, like that you will say. But in Arabic, for every three nights, you have a different name. Full moon, you will call Laylatul Badr. The starting, you will call it Hilal. The waxing and waning of the moon, you will call that is Qamar, the increase and the decrease. So let each one of us learn and by heart and memorize and teach our spouses, our family members, children, students these du'as. Number one, mentioned in Abu Dawood, Hilalu khairin wa rushdin. O Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala, make this month a month of khair and goodness, wa rushdin, and righteousness for us. So the whole dua, entire dua, Allahu Akbar, Hilalu khairin wa rushdin. Second dua mentioned on the authority of Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu anhu. He is buried there next to Masjid al-Aqsa. When you emerge and come out from Aqsa al-Mubarak, on the right hand side, the Maqbara graveyard is there. You will find Ubadah bin Samit Zayd radiallahu anhu, Shaddad bin Aws radiallahu anhu. These are senior Sahaba. Sayyid Ubadah bin Samit was dark in complexion. Lo and behold, he's buried at Aqsa al-Mubarak. His honorable wife, Haram radiallahu anha, is buried in Cyprus. These are Sahaba. The men were there, women were there, all making sacrifices in the path of Almighty Allah Jalla wala. So he states, Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu anhu, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us that when the new Islamic lunar month starts, say, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Allahu Akbar, Allah was, Allah is, Allah will always be the biggest, mightiest, greatest. Alhamdulillah, all praise due to Almighty Allah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no might and there is no power except Almighty Allah. But what is the meaning? There is no might to take me towards righteous deeds. There is no power to make me abstain and refrain from vices and sins except Almighty Allah. Individually, today my wife, myself, we read the du'as together. Last night also I read it when I was there at Darul Zakaria. I saw the moon and I told Hazrat Mufti Rizal Haqsab as well about the moon, Hafidhullah. And we say individually, Allahumma inni as'aluka khayra hadha shahr. And plural, collectively, we will say, Allahumma inna nas'aluka khayra hadha shahr. Ya Allah, make this the best month. Give me the best of this month. I ask you for the best of this month here. Therefore, Imam Malik rahimahullah, Imam Udar al-Hijra, buried there in Medina Munawwara, his students used to ask him, O Ustad, O Sheikh, that why in the beginning of the month you exert yourself so much? He would say, if the beginning of the month goes well, the entire month goes well. And then the authentic hadith reported on the authority of Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu in Tirmidhi Sharif, his hadith is sahih. Allahu Akbar. And for us, South Africa, we must and should learn this dua, because we have so much crime, so much corruption, so much hijacking, kidnapping. Allah alone protects us. Allahu Akbar. Allahumma hillahu alayna bil amni wal iman was salamati wal islam. O beloved Allah, let this new moon and crescent loom upon us, bil amni wal iman, grant us safety, security, wa salamati wal islam, protect and preserve our iman and islam, wa tawfiq, grant us the ability, capacity, capability, lima tuhibbu wa tarda, for that which you love and which is pleasing to you, rabbi wa rabbuk Allah, so you are my sustainer, nourisher, and the sustainer, nourisher of the celestial creation, the sun, the moon, the stars, everything else. So that is one question. Finish the du'as, a sunnah du'as. Every Muslim supposed to know when the Islamic lunar month starts. Remember, second question, the significance, importance of the Islamic months. You know, 5 daily salat every Muslim male and female has to read. That is per day, that is farza'in, compulsory, per person who's sane and mature. Then you have Salatul Janaza, funeral prayer, that is for the kifaya. So similarly for us to know, practice, promote, propagate the Islamic calendar, the Islamic month is for the kifaya. Therefore in my programs, as far as possible, I will conveniently omit and leave out the Gregorian calendar and always say the Islamic date. Because the Gregorian calendar, even the children know about, even the Dadima, Nanima, all people know about it. But the Islamic date, if you ask them what is the date today, they will know first of all. Ask them after 2-3 weeks, you will see very few people will know. So that is the problem with us. So we need to give currency to our Islamic dates, and that's a farza kifaya. In the whole town, whole city, that no one bothers about it, Allah forbid, kulluhum asimun, all will be concerned considered as sinners. So we need to understand the importance of it. Islamic calendar, chapter number 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 36. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, Inna iddata shuhuri inda Allah ithna ashara shahra fi kitabillahi yawma khalaqa samawati wal ard. The very day Almighty Allah created this entire universe, that day already, in the book of Allah, Allah prescribed and ordained, there will be 12 lunar months. And from the 12 lunar months, 4 are sacred months. That's what the Quran Sharif states. The Quran Sharif is silent after that. Chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 36. Now in conjunction with that verse, you have to go to chapter 16, Surah Nahl, the B, verse 44. And there you will find your answer. وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ. And we reveal to you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the reminder, the Quran Sharif. Why? لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ. Bayan, explain. Tabiyin, to explain in detail. That is the farq and the dichotomy difference between the two words. So you, Ya Rasulullah, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, explain to the people in detail ma nuzzila ilayhim, what has been revealed for them, وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ, and so that they wonder, ponder, and reflect over it. So that is of paramount importance. So when we go to the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, we find ثَلَاثٌ مُتَوَالِيَاتٌ, 3 are consecutive months, ذُلْ قَعْدَ, ذُلْ حِجَّةٌ, and Muharram. We just finished Muharram yesterday, and today is Safar. So it shows that these are 3 consecutive months, all sacred holy months, Zul Qadah, Zul Hijjah, and Muharram, and the month of Rajab. So the ulama asked and posed the question, why particularly these 4 months? So Zul Qadah, that the people had free and safe passage to perform a Hajj. Zul Hijjah, they will perform the Hajj. And Muharram, Qudumul Hujjaj, the Hajjis, pilgrims will return. Remember, 1400 years ago, 1200 years ago, wasn't like today. We jump in the plane and 8, 10, 12 hours we are there. It would take them 1 month journey, half month journey, 3/4 month journey. So Islam took all that factors into consideration, and therefore the month of Rajab, so during the course of the year, access you have, free safe access, and that is a safe passage to perform Umrah. So that is the logical reason ulama have mentioned why these 4 months are sacred and holy.
Mufti Sahib, is there any reason why Ramadan is not included in these months?
Remember, Ramadan is ghaniyun anit ta'arif. So you must remember, Ramadan is afdalu shuhur. It is the best of the months. Why is the best of the month? Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an. If you take the days, then you will find no surah. We need to understand this point. No surah is dedicated to any day of the week except Jumu'ah. Suratul Jumu'ah, chapter number 62, comprising 11 verses. So why? Because you must remember, Jumu'ah is Sayyidul Ayyam, the best day of the week, tonight, tomorrow. So similarly, there's no month in the Quran Sharif mentioned. The days are mentioned like Sabt and all that is mentioned, but surah, name, nothing is mentioned, only Suratul Jumu'ah. So if you take the names of months, no month's name is mentioned in the Noble Quran, but you will find Ramadan is mentioned. شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. So that alone is sufficient to give the virtue for the month of Ramadan. Remember that. And this is enshrined in Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verse number 185. So Ramadan is not included. Why? Ramadan is the leader of all the months and is the only month that is explicitly clearly mentioned in the Noble Quran. So I think maybe what I should do for the esteemed listeners, to make life easy for them, that we give them the meaning of each Islamic month, and remember that you give the pronunciation. Today it's strange but true, even ulama, They spell the months incorrectly and they pronounce it incorrectly. So you, O Muslim or Muslimah, learn the meaning and learn the month and learn the pronunciation. So we have Muharram with a ha, Muharram. So that will mean the sacred month. Swafar with a sword. I am going this week here for a journey, right? So you call that Safar. Sin, fa, ra. So that is Safar with a sin. And the month is Safar with a sword. So remember, it means, you know, in Arabic, when you start counting, then you say 1, 2, 3. Before 1, what you say? Not. You say 0. So in Arabic, that is called Sifrun. So Sifar means 0, not. So remember that in Safar will be the month that is void. So it means the empty month. So that is empty month is not part of the sacred month. So therefore it's called Safar, like that. And then Rabi'ul Awwal, Rabi'ul Akhir. Rabi will mean that spring. So you must remember that, you know, you have 4 seasons. So you have like summer, winter, autumn, spring. So Saif with a sword. So Rihlat al-Shita, it was Saif. So you must remember that means summer and Shita, winter. So Rabi'a. So with the Ain, Rabi'ul Awwal. So that is the beginning of spring. And Rabi'ul Akhir, this is when the names were given and so forth. So Rabi'ul Akhir, so the ending of spring. Jumad al-Ula. This is a month many people, ulama also, they pronounce it incorrectly. Some will pronounce it with a fatha, with a zabar, jama, that's wrong. Some will say Jumad, but not pronounced properly. So say Jumad al-Ula, Jumad al-Ukhra, Jumad al-Akhira. So both that is acceptable. So Jumad al-Ula, Jumad al-Ukhra. So that is how you must learn. Remember that the month, that is the beginning of spring, the ending of spring, Rabi'ul Awwal, Rabi'ul Akhir, and Jumad al-Ula, Jumad al-Ukhra. So the Akhira, the dry month, the beginning of the dry month, and remember the ending of the dry month. So that is how you come to know the meaning of this year. So Jumada, always pronounce correctly, Jumad al-Ula, Jumad al-Ukhra, Jumad al-Akhira. So Rajab. Rajab means, Rajab will be R-A-J-A-B, the revered month, that respected month, because it's one of the holy months, the sacred months. So it is the revered month. And then the word Sha'ban, Sha'ban. So if you study the Quran, so Surah 49 verse 13, you will find, you must remember, a very similar word. I read for you. Ya ayyuhan nas, O humankind, O people, Inna khalaqnakum min zakariu wa unsa. We created for you. You created you from one male, one female, Adam and Eve, Nabi Adam alayhi salam and Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha. So Hawa with the shadda, tajdeed on the waw. Therefore, remember in English, whenever there's a tajdeed, then you repeat the letter. So when you're giving your daughter's name, Hawa, no, Hawa, H-A-W-W-A, learn all these finer points. So Sha'ban, waja'alnakum shu'uba, we made you into various nations, wa qabaila, and tribes. So what does the shu'ub Sha'ban mean? That various good deeds you can do in this month. There is fasting, there's Laylatul Nisfi min Sha'ban, preparation for Ramadan. So many things. So it means the several variety of good deeds that can be done during and executed and performed during this month. Ramadan, what a dawd. So I told you now, chapter 2, verse 185, the only month that is mentioned in the Noble Quran. What is the meaning of Ramadan? Tahriqu dhunub, to incinerate and burn the sins. Remember that. You will see 90%, 80% of the Muslims, notwithstanding the weakness, we all are sinners, we all commit major sins, minor sins, but at least during the month of Ramadan, we at least try, if not 100%, then at least 70, 80, 90% are trying to do good and burn and incinerate the sins. Shawwal. So there will be WW. So what is the meaning of Shawwal? So Shawwal, because now after that 3 months come, and that months are now that the sacred months, no hunting, no, you can't do hunting and fighting and all that. So Shawwal will mean that the month you prepare to go for hunting, so you have your animal ready and all that, like in those days. So the month for hunting. So why? Because in those days, Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, Muharram, no fighting, no hunting, no nothing would go on. So Shawwal. And then Zulqa'dah, the month of sitting. You know, you say Qa'dah Ula, Qa'dah Akhira, like that. So Zulqa'dah, the month of relaxing, sitting. Zulhijjah, the month of Hajj. So see all the meanings. So beautiful. So we must learn all this. And every month got its own virtues and its own incidents and so forth. What before the next question, let me mention this, then you can learn it. And you can try it also, Mawlana Zahid. Yeah, I have to thank our Mawlana Khalid Yaqub, mashallah, hafidhahullah. He did a very, very good job. And my brother Lucky also, our engineers, Allah reward him also. So Allah give him hidayat also. So what we did is, I always wanted to do this, you know, and it's first time really with Allah's fazl, Allah's mercy, in the English language it has been done. From 1st Muharram right up to 30th of Zulhijjah, so every day, what incident, what event, what narrative took place, you must remember, we have it on our website. Go to markazsahaba.com, markazsahaba.com, and you will find there. So mashallah, a day in history. So every day you will find what happened in our glorious history. Our history is not written black and white. Our history is written in black and red. The black ink of the ulama-i Rabbani, ulama-i Haqqani, the true ulama. Yesterday, there's only one copy. Hazrat Mufti Sahib wrote a new kitab. So I told him, Hazrat, I'm taking this kitab and I'll bring it back next week. So he said, take it, no problem. So this morning I was going through it. Subhanallah, he wrote, he edited it, mashallah. So we're waiting for copies to come. So if you just see, it's on Usulul Hadith, Ulumul Hadith, and so forth. So ulama, what khidmat they made, you know. So every work now of Hazrat Mufti Sahib, they're like a masterpiece, you know. So this ulama-i Rabbani, ulama-i Haqqani, they wrote books, black ink, and the red blood of our shuhada. Our Taliban, they didn't just come into power like that. They lost more than 200,000 people, more than 250,000 people, men, women, children. Then Allah ki rahmat josh mein aya. Then the Allah's mercy comes. Then they captured the whole country in less than a week, less than 10 days, without a bullet being shot and so forth. So that is what we need to understand of Islam. Remember that. And if you go to my website, Mufti A.K. Hussain, MuftiAkHoosen.net, you will find there also, inshallah, the same information. So you can access it there. So it's something we must learn and so forth. In Arabic it was done, Urdu, but English it was not done. So we had to go refer to this book, that book, that book. Mashallah, Mawlana Khadid did a lot of research. Allah Ta'ala reward him fi dunya wal Akhirah. So that is a great contribution. Always look for a niche in the market. Market, not the market of dollars and that. No. Look for a niche in what? Islam. Take tafsir of Quran. Never was tafsir done on the radio from starting to end. So Allah's fazl, we finished the Quran Sharif thrice, now we busy fourth time. So remember that, look for things like that, that you can leave such a legacy that the people in the world, today English is the international language, whether we like or not. So many people only know English, that is their only connection with Islam. So therefore Muqassim Sema Rahimahullah, really we have to thank him, is our principle, and what the great legacy he left behind. So you must see that he said, we will teach the whole course in English and Arabic and so forth, and then see from where and where students came and so. So there, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا بِلِسَانِ قَوْمِ. So I don't want to drift and digress from the topic of our months and so forth, but we need to understand that there's so many things still that need to be translated and edited and so forth in the English language. So in that way, that can be a great, great contribution to Islam and Muslims.
Alhamdulillah, we return back to this program. Mufti Saab, the next question is, what is the important event that took place in Safar, and what are the important aspects that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned regarding Safar?
Remember that regarding the month of Safar, the Arabs, the pagans, and in the prior to Islam, the days of Jahiliyyah, so they had one belief, and a lot of our people believe in it till today. Remember that. Today, in fact, somebody even sent it to me, and he told me it's hadith, Allah forbid. So you must remember, people say that the month of Safar is a month of suffering, a month of bad luck, month of bad omens. The hadith is in Bukhari Sharif. You know how you say La ilaha, we call this Lam li nafiyil jins, where you are rejecting everything, everybody, illallah. There is no deity except Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. So, and then Muhammadur Rasulullah Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was, is, will always be the last and final messenger. So Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam hadith in Bukhari Sharif, to abolish and demolish this pagan belief, La Safara, there is no bad luck, there is no suffering, there is no nothing wrong with the month of Safar. So remember, in Islam, we are not allowed to accommodate and entertain this type of belief that it was a bad luck. You see, people, they don't want their son, daughter, grandchildren to get married during the month of Safar, or on the 13th of Safar, or have walima, or all these are fairy tales, and remember, have no place in Islam. That Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, is, will always be the only rahmatul alameen. So the mercy to the entire universe and creation, the Master alayhi salam came to abolish and demolish this. Now, I have my book with Allah's help, and I sent it out to all those on our groups, and it's called Milestones, a Diary of Islamic Events. So there you will find quite a bit of information. There are much more information in other books, and it is about 168 pages or so. So I'm reading to you from this book of mine, and I'll just give you a brief, you understand, explanation. Safar. So which are the most important events? So on the first of Safar, it is the 8th year of the Hijrah, Sayyidina Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu embraced Islam. Now this is fascinating. There's no time, but I'll just summarize everything. 6th year of the Hijrah, the month is Zulqa'dah, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam sahaba, 1400-1500 as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, came in the state of Ihram, remember, to perform Umrah. Abu Sufyan is there, Khalid bin Walid is there, others are there. They're not Muslim that time. They prevented the Master alayhi salam and Sahaba from performing Umrah, and that led to the peace treaty of Hudaybiyah. Then in the 7th year, in Zulqa'dah, again Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, Umratul Qadha. So then Nabi alayhi salatu salam met Khalid's brother. So that time still Khalid is not Muslim. So his brother's name Walid bin Walid. So Nabi alayhi salam told him, why don't you tell Khalid he must embrace? Walid was a Muslim. So why you don't tell your brother Khalid must embrace Islam? He's an intelligent person. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam sahaba, there they performed their Umrah, stayed there 3 days and returned. So Walid radiallahu anhu meets Khalid, who's not yet Muslim, and tells him, you know, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about you. So that already softened this, because he felt shy to come and meet Nabi alayhi salam, because he knew what they did the previous year. It is now the 8th year of, see, I want to show you the chronological, the sequence of events, the chronological order. Now it is the first, you must remember, of Safar. He, Khalid bin Walid and Amr bin As, they met up, in fact, on the way. And radiyah, he becomes Fatih Emissar, the conqueror of Egypt, Amr bin As, radiyallahu anhu. Khalid bin Walid comes, and he puts his hand in the Mubarak hands of the Master, alayhi salam, and he embraces Islam. Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, gives him glad tidings, all that. Just after that, subhanallah, 2-3 months, then the battle of Mu'tah takes place. That is there in Jordan. If you go to Jordan. We've been there several times with Allah's help. And then Nabi alayhi salam said, you must remember that you, Zayd bin Harisa, you will be the Amir. If you are martyred, then Abdullah bin Rawaha, then Jafar radiallahu anhu, like that. So in whichever sequence, so all three of them got martyred. And then Nabi alayhi salam said, make Mashura. So they made Mashura head meeting, and they chose Khalid bin Walid. It was such a battle. All the odds were stacked against the Muslims. Khalid radiallahu anhu brought the Muslim army safely back from Mu'ta, Jordan, to Medina Munawwara. On that occasion, you call it Sababul Wurud. That in the Quran ayat get revealed after an incident, Sababul Nuzul. Incident takes place, and the master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam utters Mubarak words, you called it Sababul Wurud. I have the books Asbabun Nuzul, Asbabul Wurud, and that. So Asbabul Wurud is by Allama Suyuti rahimahullah. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam on that day called him on that occasion Saifullah, the sword of Almighty Allah. See? So where to where he went. And remember, he was one of the greatest generals in the history of Islam. So first Safar, another one. First Safar, this happened in our lifetime. 1425, I was in Nelspruit that day. Not Nelspruit, I was in Mafeking that day. So 22nd March, and it was 2004. And remember, first of Safar, 1425, Sheikh Ahmad Yasin, the founder of Hamas, he was martyred by the Israeli apartheid terrorist regime. And remember, I made dua that day. Millions of people must have made dua. So Ariel Sharon and all of them, they were responsible for this gruesome, hideous crime. He was reading Fajr, he came out, and they killed and murdered him. Allah, you see, man aada li waliyan, faqad aadantu bilharb. When you hate a waliyullah of mine, Allah wages war against you. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. So he, the Waliullah, Sheikh Ahmad Yasin rahimahullah, 8 years straight, Allah put Ariel Sharon in Sakarat. Nobody could help him, and dispatched straight to Jahannam. So the hellfire, we say good riddance. 9th of Safar, go read the history. You must remember of the Abbasid dynasty, and go read the history of Baghdad, Iraq, we were there. Today the Jutlas, the way they carry on, only they suffered. You must remember that. I read for you. It is the 9th of Safar, the year 656 after Hijrah. Halaku Khan, he is the grandson of Genghis Khan, in the year 1258, Gregorian calendar, attacked Baghdad, killing 1.6 million people in the city, and they destroyed and ransacked and looted the entire city. The Mongols came, burnt and killed the innocent, and they were a savage and terrorist type of people. So this Halaku Khan and them, the Mongols. So remember, this happened in the 13th century, Islamically 656. So remember, 10th Safar, 645, Tiberias. If you read the Ahadith on Fitan, you will find Buhaira Tabariya, where Yajuj Majuj will come in. I saw this place myself. Baghdad also we saw, Alhamdulillah. So remember, was recaptured by who? By the Muslims, remember. So Salahuddin Ayyub, Nuruddin Zanki, Imaduddin Zanki, they were the greatest people of that time. So fighting the crusaders, they recaptured Tiberias Tabariya. 20th Safar, 49th year after Hijrah, some ulama say 50th year after Hijrah, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's elder brother, he passes away. You know Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved them. Nawasai Rasul, Habib would take both brothers and kiss them and say, Allahumma inni uhibbuhuma, Ya Allah, I love them, fa'ahibbahuma, you also love them, wa'ahibba may yuhibbuhuma, and love the one who loves them, the hadith in Tirmidhi. So then you find, you must remember, on 26 Safar, 16 AH, corresponding to 29 March, 637, Jummah Salat is established for the first time in the court of Kisra Madain. in, this is Iraq, where Sahaba are buried. Imagine in the court of the enemy. So Jummah Salat and all that. Salahuddin Ayyubi, how many Muslim know this? He passed away on 27 Safar, the year 589, at the age of 55. No person today can write the history of Palestine, today occupied Palestine, without mentioning the name of Salahuddin Ayyubi. The West called him Saladin the Just. When you go to his place of burial, when you come out from the Umayyad Masjid, so you must remember that the German, you understand, Chancellor, and that at that time, so, or ruler, whatever you want to call, they placed a plague there, Saladin the Just. Even Al-Fadlu Ma Shahidat Bil A'da'u, that how Taliban pulled off this magnificent, spectacular victory, Salahuddin took them all on, all the Westerners, whether it was Britain, whether it was France, whether it was Germany, whether it's who, and they beat them all. After 88 years occupation, remember it was 1099 to 1187, so occupation of Palestine, and on that Friday, on the 27th Rajab, then Salahuddin Ayyubi climbs the minbar, 88 years, no Jummah Salat in Aqsa al-Mubarak, and when he starts a khutbah, how do you start a khutbah after 88 years? This Allah gave him the wisdom. فَقُطِعَ دَابِرُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. That Allah Ta'ala cut the zalims to shreds and pieces. وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. We praise Allah Jalla Wala alone. And then Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, sickness, fatal illness, started in the ending of the Safar. And we know then 12 Rabiul Awwal, the Master Alayhi Salaam. Now see, 1 month, so many incidents, and then if you go into the, I just gave you briefly, so every month has so many events, incidents, so we should learn about this, and this will motivate and inspire us.
Mufti Sahib, while we're at the topic, can Mufti Sahib give us a few highlights of the other months?
Remember that regarding Muharram, you know that it is Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu was martyred, and remember that happened on the 10th, and it happened in Maidan at Tufuf. We went there also, Karbala. It was 61 years after the Hijrah. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu became the Khalifa on the 1st of Muharram, the year 24. The Battle of Khaybar took place against the Jutlas, the Jews, 13 Muharram. So many things like that happened. Hazrat Maria Qibtiya radiallahu anha, the mother of Ibrahim, the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's beloved son. So she passed away 16 Muharram, on the 16th year after the Hijrah. And I gave you Safar, Rabiul Awwal, definitely. Remember Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam took place, and the Wafatun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam took place. So regarding the birth Mubarak, there is ikhtilaf, difference, but famous date is 12, other ulama say 9th, and 12 was Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's demise. And you see the demise of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's beloved son also took place in Rabiul Awwal. So it was the 10th year after the Hijrah and the 10th of Rabiul Awwal. So like that you will find so many incidents took place. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah passes away during this month of Rabiul Awwal on 12 Rabiul Awwal 241. So who is Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal? Imam Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah. When they whipped him the first time, he said Alhamdulillah. Second time they whipped him, he said La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. They whipped him third time, he said La yusibana illa ma kataballahu lana. Go read about Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, Manaqibu Ahmad by Ibn al-Jawzi. You will cry what sacrifices he made. So that is the jay. Wulid Abi Baghdad, what wufia. We went to all four graves also, Alhamdulillah, of the Imams. Rabiul Akhir. So the Pirani Pir, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Rahimahullah's demise takes place on the 11th of Rabiul Akhir, 561. So he passed away. And Salahuddin Kayyubi, Rahimahullah, the Battle of Hittin takes place. That's a magnificent some battle to learn about. And remember, that is the Battle of Hittin on the 25th of Rabiul Akhir. al-Akhir 583. Rabiul Akhir, again, it was remember 16 Hijra, Jerusalem conquered and the keys were handed over to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu by you must remember the leader of the this person there, so you must remember of the Christians, so he handed over the key. So that is what we should know about all this. Jumad al-Ula, the Battle of Mu'tah, I just told you about it now. So in the 8th year, the great role that that Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu played for. So you Saifriyat, the person's name of the Christians. And thereafter, Salahuddin Ayyubi recaptures Beirut in Jumad al-Ula. So like that, so many, Hazrat Hafsa radiallahu anha passes away in Jumad al-Ula, the honorable wife of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the 7th of Jumad al-Akhirah, so you find in 1969, the Jewish terrorist Dennis Michael Rohan, he burns the minbar, remember, of Majidul Aqsa. So all these things happen. On the 22nd of Jumad al-Akhirah, 13 years after Hijrah, Sayyidina Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu's demise takes place and the Khilafat of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu starts. And on the 22nd of Rajab, remember, it's the year 60, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu passes away. On the 4th of Rajab, 204, Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah passes away. And remember that in the 90th of the Hijrah, the Battle of Tabuk takes place on the 10th of Rajab. So many incidents like that. Shaban, the 15th night of Shaban, a big night, great night it is. And you must remember that the birth of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, his milad took place. And Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah also. So he passed away during Shaban according to some ulama. Ramadan, every day I've got here in my book what happened, if you see it. And you want a copy, just send me a message and I'll send it to you via PDF. You must remember that. And then Shawwal is Eid day. And then the Battle of Uhud took place in Shawwal on the 7th of Shawwal, the 3rd year after the Hijrah. And you see the Battle of Taif took place on the 25th of Shawwal. And Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's nikah to Sayyida Umme Salama radiallahu anha took place. Zulqa'dah. So remember that Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam left for Hajj on the 25th of Zulqa'dah. That is the farewell Hajj and so forth. Zulhijjah, you know, every day is a big day there, the first 10 days. And then the days of Hajj and so forth. So like that, you will find every day great, great incidents taking place. So may Almighty Allah Jalla. And then in the ending of Zulhijjah, the kafir Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi, that is the fire worshipper, he stabbed Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, and after a few days he became shaheed. Now imagine the kuffar Shia, that for the murderer of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, a place called Kashan, so you must remember that they built, you must remember, a shrine and a mausoleum for him, for the murderer of Sayyidina Umar, which I saw myself in Kashan. So that is how they hate, you must remember, the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. So I just mentioned few, there are many, many others there, incidents that took place.
Mufti Sahib, a question comes in and it's asking that did the Hijrah take place in Muharram?
Remember that if you want the details of this, go read the work that of Akhbar-e Umar by Allama Tandawi rahimahullah, great work. What happened was, how did the Hijrah calendar come into existence practically, physically? In time of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was a calendar, but like unofficial in this sense, they would remember the big, big incidents. Like you say, I give you one example. Wulid al-Nabiyul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam aam al-feel. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's honorable milad mubarak, birth mubarak took place during the year of the elephant. So 55 days, remember, prior to miladun nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the incident took place, which we know. Alam tara kayfa faala rabbuka bi ashabil feel. So that is Abraha came with the elephants and so forth. So it carried on like that in time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr. But Sayyidina Umar first time this is what happened. Abu Musa al-Ashari. Abu Musa al-Ashari radiallahu anhu is in Yemen. So he sent a note, a letter to Sayyidina Umar, who's in Medina, Amir al-Mu'mineen. Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, that now the communication going to and fro, we getting mixed up, we don't know which letter first, which one second does that. We need to have a every day calendar. So somebody suggested the birth of a personality, somebody suggested the death of a personality and that. Then they said no. So Sahaba said we must start from the Hijrah. So remember that. And then it was said by Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu, we must start from Muharram, because that was the preparation. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu gave suggestion that also, you understand, that we must start from Hijrah and so forth. So like that, it was a big meeting, and then they started. So how working out the calendar, that everything worked out, this happened in the 16th year. 16th year, two big events happened. One was the conquest and the victory, Sophronius, that is the Christian leader Sophronius, who handed over the key to Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar, so of Majid of Baitul Muqaddas and Palestine. So that was in the 16th year. And the Tarikhul Hijri, the Hijra calendar, Taqweemul Hijri you call in Arabic, so that started also in the 16th year of the Hijra, 636 Gregorian calendar. So all this is you call Awaliyate Umar, how Sayyidina Umar introduced all these type of things there. So yes, they worked that how, you must remember, preparation for the Hijra started, and that started during the month of Muharram, and the physical practical implementation took place in the 16th year. And Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam already informed us authentic hadith Abu Dawood, Ibn Majah and so forth. And remember, alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnatil khulafa ar-rashidin al-mahdiyin, you must follow my way and the way of the rightly guided khulafa. And iqtadu bi hadaini min ba'di, Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took their name, follow these two after me, wa ashara ila Abi Bakrin wa Umar, and Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gestured, pointed in the direction of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu ma shaykhin, and they are the greatest sahaba, but it next to the master alayhi salam, the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. So therefore nobody can say is bid'ah or anything of that sort.
Mufti Sahib, can Mufti Sahib name us a few kitabs, some for the English listeners and some for the scholars, history kitabs for us to read?
The best kitab, if you want, on this topic in Arabic is Lataiful Ma'arif by Ibn Rajab al-Hambali. Lataiful Ma'arif. So read that and it's excellent. There is another book, it's written in Arabic, so you must remember, but Urdu translation also. Ma Thabata Bi Sunnah Fi Ayyami Sana. Ma Thabata Bi Sunnah Fi Ayyami Sana, Sheikh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Delwi. And in Urdu translated, Mu'min Ke Ma Wasal. So like that. And English, my book is there, other ulama's books are there, mashallah. My book is Milestones, A Diary of Islamic Events. So, and go to our website, mashallah, you will find for every day of the Islamic year what happened on that day, a day in history. So it's a good, mashallah, like an encyclopedia, mini encyclopedia, that will give you a lot of information, inshallah al-Aziz.
Mufti Sahib, with regards to, like, this is the new month, so how can we plan our day to get closer to Allah every, what sort of pledge?
A Muslim must have a timetable. Remember that. If we have, you take Allama Nawawi rahimahullah, I think I mentioned this. Today, every scholar must use his works. You take the hadith, you will see Minhaj is the commentary of Muslim Sharif. So yesterday we were studying Muslim Sharif by Hazrat Mufti Sahib, and while he's teaching, I'm always looking at Minhaj, you understand? The commentary, you must remember, of Allama Nawawi, Riyadu Salihin, Arba'in Lin Nawawi, the fiqh works of Allama Nawawi, Al-Majmu, and other works. So, A'alam bi madhabi Shafi'iyya is Imam Nawawi rahimahullah. Ba'd al-Imam Shafi, he was one of the greatest people, and he never got married. We're not suggesting now nobody must get married, but he never had time to eat. He used to eat one meal a day. So you must remember that. So why? Because for them, al-waqtu aghla min al-dhahabi wal-fidda. Time for them was great. greater and more valuable than gold and silver. So that is how you must. So me and you, we are weak, but you must have a timetable, and then in that minimum time, you will take maximum benefit, inshallah. Okay, inshallah. Just now is the news with Brother Yusuf Ali. Let me give you the rundown of today's programs. After the news, inheritance by Maulana Harun of the Spingo Beach, rahimahullah, regarding inheritance, very important. Then after the Adhan, that will be Zohar Adhan, 1:05 to 1:30. The report back program we had, mashallah, trip to Akhenov, 1:30 to 2 will be Surah Yunus from the archives, and that is Surah 10, verses 71 to 73. 2 to 3, Madrasa on Aim or Zahid Khan. 3 to 3:30, repeat of this morning's Q&A with Maulana Arafat. 3:30 to 4, Achhi Baato Ka Hukam Karna. So speak about the good, you understand, actions people must do. So by Sheikh Hanif Loharwi, that is in Urdu. 4 to 5, Ulumul Quran, Mufti Yusuf Mangera. 5 to 7 will be Maulana Khalid Yaqub, inshallah. 7 to 7:30 will be the translation of the khutbah of last week, the Friday Jummah khutbah. And then 7:30 to 8, Maulana Yunus Patel, Rahimullah's advices. 8 to 10 will be Maulana Arafat, Maulana Salim Karim, the discussion, inshallah. 10 to 11 will be, inshallah, Maulana Ridwan Kaji. So, and tonight is Jumu'ah, so read abundant Durood Sharif, Surah Kahf, Surah Dukhan, and today is first of Safar. I told you what Imam Malik said, that exert yourself on the first of the month and do more and more, the whole month will go well. May Allah Jalla wa Ala grant us all the ability to do so. Ameen. Jazakallah khair to you, Mawzaid. Barakallah fiq. The news coming up with Brother Yusuf Ali. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakumullah to Mufti Sahib and to all our listeners. We head on for the news now. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.